I'll say happy holidays. I'm going to say it. I know it's controversial. It's one of the most insulting things you could say. Happy holidays. Almost as insulting as saying Merry Christmas. Anything you do these days is going to offend somebody. Isn't it true? I'm not going to say Merry Christmas because that was last week. We're kind of in the middle. This is the Christmas New Year week. Over here in Asia, life does not shut down during this week. It's actually quite wonderful. Well, call me a Scrooge, but I don't know. We Americans love our carb boiled dinners and our commercialism. We love it quite a bit. Now, admittedly, for us, it's generally 2 weeks. It's a few days before Christmas people start getting together. And then it's a few days after New Year's that things are still winding down. So it's generally about 2 weeks. Usually kids are out of school for 2 weeks. When I was in college, he gave us a full month. But, yeah, well, Moody was a pretty cool school. But over here, 2 weeks, a month at most. But the festivities go on for just over a week. In Taiwan, it's like 3 weeks at the Lunar New Year in February. So, we all have God told Israel to keep certain festivals, like stopping something and resting and throwing a little party and doing a little dance and dressing up the house. Like, it was law. God said, in the Feast of Booths, you are to make booths, tents, and you are to live in them. And you shall do no work. You may not work. So I don't know. There's something to keeping seasons and festivities. Maybe it's good for our bodies. I don't know. Whatever. Anyhow, fascinating week. I probably spent 15 hours this week wrapping up the last big feature of my ad. I keep saying I'm almost done with my ad service every week. I added two-factor authentication this week. You know how you log into a website? And it's like, okay, you enter your username and password. And then, okay, we sent you a code. It's on your phone. Or get your Google Authenticator. Or open up your phone and tap yes. Because we just put up a little question bubble to ask yes or no. And, that's two-factor authentication. Username, password, one. And then, something else. Well, I went and created that this week. I got it so that it'll email you a login link. Or it'll email you a little code you can type in. Yeah, I did that. It took me probably 12 hours of coding and then maybe 3 hours of testing it to work out the bugs. This is something interesting here. When I do my computer coding, a couple of things I really want to share. When I do my computer coding, I do not lay out the entire app on pencil and paper. It's all in my head. So I've got 10 different files and actions and things happening here, there, somewhere else. This goes there. That goes here. This does that. That does this. All these things are happening, and it's all in my head. The flow charts, the maps, how everything works, it's all in my head. It's a lot easier to design something that works when I know what's happening on the back end. I'm the customer. I'm the business partner. I'm the concept creator. I'm the coder. When I'm all those things, I can just do it. And it's something interesting. Big companies, they've got a department that does the coding, and then a department that does the new idea, and then a department that does the business, and they spend probably half their time repackaging their ideas just so they can talk to each other. But when you've got a bunch of people that really know their code, that's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome and miraculous. So I don't know. Fewer highly trained individuals might get a whole lot more done. I'm just thinking, because if this thing succeeds, it's going to be big money, and I'm going to need to I'm going to have to create jobs. I'm going to have to do what government can't. Government cannot create jobs. It simply lowers the quality of these jobs to steal. To tax money, and then use that to rearrange a different job. Sometimes it's necessary. You got to have roads and bridges. But when government does roads and bridges, remember, it's not creating roads and bridges. It's rearranging in order to result in roads and bridges. You need to be clear here on how all this stuff works. Ubuntu, this is an interesting thing. I've been a big fan of Ubuntu for a long time, but I've also been eyeballing Arch Linux, which is the big advantage is it's rolling release. And then also it's developed by the community at large. It's not dominated by one company or another. Mark Shuttleworth, the guy that created Canonical, the company of Ubuntu, the astronaut, he started VeriSign and then sold it. It was rich and didn't know what to do with his life. Called Russia, became an astronaut. He's South African. In space, he had the idea for Ubuntu. Number one Linux distribution now in the world. Good job, Mark. He's cozying up to Amazon a lot. He's trying to sell Canonical. He's getting really, really cozy with Amazon. And I think that's great and wow. But for most of the stuff that I develop, I'm really, 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 really thinking about taking a major step away from Ubuntu and going toward Arch. I'm really, really thinking about it. I like Debian. I like what Richard Stallman started with Debian. So, I don't know. That's just a thing. That's the thing. I don't know. Something occurred to me this week. Okay, the Trump trials. We got the Trump trials now. The Hong Kong trials are coming. Has anyone noticed that Adam Schiff seems to have Sanpaku eyes? Look it up, Sanpaku. San means three. It's Japanese for three whites. You've got white on the right, on the left, and then you've got a third white area on the eye on the top or bottom. It's not normal. The big color part of your eye is supposed to go from the top all the way to the bottom. There's supposed to be no white there for the most part, usually, on your normal face. There's also always be eye whites on the right and left in your eyes, not on the top or bottom. But when these people get white space on the top or bottom of their eye in their normal face and the normal look, that's called Sanpaku eyes. Lincoln had it. JFK had it. Theirs was under the eye, and that's usually something about the enemy is outside. And then there's the one where they have the extra third part of the white eye above, and that's the crazy person where the enemy is inside. And there's a lot about Sanpaku eyes. And I'm not sure about this, but I just can't help but notice that Adam Schiff has Sanpaku eyes. Didn't you notice that? Okay. That's just the thing I noticed. All right. I just want to say it. One other thing. While I was coding this week and finishing up the Pacific Daily Ads app, for the advertising network thing. Now I've still got some back end stuff to lay in, but it's almost done. I got finished with all this and I did some homework and realized that I've already laid in the framework for the next app that I thought I wouldn't be able to start for at least 6 months or a year. And it's already mostly done. Isn't that something? Isn't that great? Isn't that something? Gotta love it. I'm thrilled. I'm excited. Very Merry Christmas. Interesting week of Taiwan special coming up. Now I'm going to talk about Hong Kong laws. What's going on here? I got, of course, another police officer idea update thing. See you then.